Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome. This is Gemini and welcome to my podcast show. Today I'm going to do things a little bit more different because usually when I do get on air, I always talk about me and stuff that I got going on. But I feel like lately I have been a little selfish because I always talk about me. But it's time to actually talk about you guys. Like, what are the things you have been doing since, you know, like this quarantine thing? Like, have you been rocking it out or have you been just trying to hang on to stay on flow? Like, what's up? Like, what's going on? So I want to hear from you guys. I want to know what have you been doing since this COVID-19 situation has hit? It's people that still are traveling. It's people that still like living like we not dealing with this quarantine thing and certain stuff is still closed. Like all the theme amusement parks are closed. Businesses are closing. Small businesses are closing. A lot of things have been changing since this COVID-19 shebang hit. Me personally, I have just been trying to like keep myself busy, making sure I have food and everything, you know, taken care of and situated. So I'm very thankful for that. But I want to know like what has changed since this COVID-19 situation happened. Like, what are your thoughts on this whole situation? What do you like to see get fixed? You know, because not only is we going through this situation with this COVID-19, but we also dealing with like certain situations that's going on all over the world and even in our backyard. So by that being said, I'm going to kick it with you guys for a few hours before I get off air, and I want to talk to you guys because I want to address some things that has really been making me mad. excuse me. First off, we have been hearing we're going to get stimulus checks from like the first part of summer, you know, the first part of spring. And I haven't seen a check. I know you guys haven't seen a check. And these guys are like really playing with people's livelihood because it's like, it's a lot of people that really need this money. It's a lot of people that really need this money. And it's like, you not only affecting the families, but the children as well, because you're taking out of the children's mouth, you're taking a roof away from their head, and it's stressing their parents out, and this causing a whole lot of chaos. So it's like, I'm tired of them saying that we need to vote for them for this and that, but every time we vote for them and they get in a little high position, they never stick to what they said they was going to do. And I'm going to say this to every last one of them. Stop making promises that you guys cannot keep. If you know that you're not able to make things work for people that really need change and help and help better their situation, do not tell these people that you're going to better health care. Do not tell them that you're going to make sure they this, that, and third, because when shit like this happens, what are y'all doing? Y'all keep taking recesses. Y'all done took more recesses than the kids in elementary school. Stop taking fucking recesses. Stop fucking bickering and arguing. Let's get this show on the road because there's a lot of people that need the money. And, you know, keep it pushing. Like, anybody got time to be hearing y'all bickering and arguing over stupid shit? Like, no. This is not the time to be playing around, because you playing with the United Citizens' money. Like, you playing with the United Citizens, period, in general. Like, that's, it's not cool. It's not. It's not really cool at all, and it just pissing me off. So don't ask me who I'm voting for, because right now I'm just really pissed off with them. I'm tired of them. I also want to discuss about the up-and-coming fall, because, you know, we are not too far from fall. Next month is September. This month has gone out fast. Today is Tuesday, August the 18th. Oh, my goodness. This year is going out really fast. Let me tell you something. This has been a hell of a year, guys and ladies. This year has been a hell of a year. I have learned new things. I have left old habits alone, and I'm very proud, and I'm very thankful, and I'm happy, because not only did this quarantine situation taught me how to make change, but also discipline me so I could do better as well. And it's just a lot of stuff that's going on. So the only thing we can do is just pray, maintain, and stay strong. I have not really been doing a whole lot of YouTubing like that because of my work schedule. I just have been really trying to make sure that I have everything taken care of in my home. I just like right now, from what I've seen on YouTube, because I have not been really YouTubing like that, but I have been watching YouTube. It seems like to me, like, the YouTube community has been going through a lot of rocky situation. Like, to me, it's a whole lot of drama. And not only that, but certain people that I used to see, like, hanging out together, they no longer hanging out together, like, talking about, or if they usually do a business together, they no longer working together. Like, the YouTube community has really started to fall apart. You have people that be doing, like, the mukbangs. They be doing the mukbangs with the cornstarch. They be, like, it's just, like, different YouTubers do different things, like, with the clothing, the gaming. It's like everybody's starting to low-key turn against each other because they all frustrated and they don't know what to do because of this quarantine situation, and they have ran out of ideas, and it's just, you know, it's crazy. And not only that, I have watched Teela. I don't know if you guys know her. Some of y'all do, some of y'all don't. She was on Are We There Yet TV show that Ice Cube had made on USPN, not USPN, but UPN or CW or whatever you want to call it. Back in the early 2000s, she was the little girl. Her name is Teela, and she's a YouTuber. And she said something that really, really kind of remind me of certain stuff that I was going through. Oh, she got the tuna that I always eat, yes. So anyway, she said that she's tired of supporting people that doesn't support her. She said she go out there and she promote them and she support them. And then she says that when it's time for her, stuff that need to be promoted or support, don't nobody really want to share and support her. And I really feel like this. If people are not willing to support you like the way you support them, then they are not your friends. There's no need for you to even be around them, because it's supposed to be the same mutual type of energy going on. Like, nothing but positivity and love and support. And if you hang around people that claim that they're your friends or whatever, even down to family, and they're not willing to support you or give you that love and promotion or whatever, you don't need to be around them. You need to cut them off, and you need to just not do nothing but focus and build your brand up, because I did that in the past, and I noticed every time when I needed somebody to support me and back me on certain things, I was always left to do it on my own. And I had people tell me, like, oh, this not gonna work out, that's not gonna work out. I always had people tell me that I couldn't do nothing, and it really bothers me. So I understand where she was coming from, and it's sad that today in this society, everybody is just really being selfish. And it's like, you don't have no choice but to just worry about yourself right now. Because as of right now, if you have a family, you need to worry about only your family. Even if it's just you and your household, just like me, it's only but me and my house. If it's just me, if I have a family, whatever, anybody, y'all need to, like, focus and worry about yourself, because at the end of the day, nobody's not going to make sure that your family has a roof and food in their stomach. You do. And by the grace of God, he's making it able for you to provide for your family and to provide for yourself. And I really feel that. And I'm like, I done seen her do vlogs. I mean, I'm talking about they're going overseas. They're taking trips to Bora Bora, Cancun. All those nice luxury trips. She even took them to, like, Brandon trips. Like, when she did a trip with, what it was, Tarte. They did a traveling trip with Pretty Little Things. And it was crazy because every time, and I still watch them. I watch all of them. Right now I'm watching Ashley Nicole and Alicia Marie, and I also watch Remy Ashton too. They also have a podcast. I don't know Ashley's, but I know Remy and Alicia Marie's. They are pretty basic, and I do watch those. And I do listen from time to time when I have the chance. But I remember when Tila, and I'm not talking against Ashley, Alicia, or Remy, because I love them. They're my girls. Tila had another set of group of girls she go with too. And she was saying that when she had like branding groups, I mean, when she had branding trips with different like top-notch companies like Tarte and different like Benefit and stuff like that, everybody was, oh yeah, girl, let's go. But then if she needed like if she was doing like some type of little small little organization that helps, you know, donate such and such to this person or this type of, you know, foundation or whatever, or just anything that she was working on in general, they was not supporting her. And I said, damn, that's messed up, because when she was going places like to Benefit, vacation, business meetups and Tarte and Nasty Gal and Pretty Little Thing, stuff like that, oh girl, let's go out. But if she wasn't like taking them nowhere, they like anything fun like that to benefit them, they just don't want to be bothered with her. And I do not like that. And I used to think that maybe I was overreacting, but I actually seen for myself, and I seen the type of body language that they was giving and the energy that I was giving. I mean, I was receiving from them. It kind of like made me, I'm like, yeah, they real funny acting. But, you know, it is what it is. Like they say, every man for himself. And I commented and I told her, like, you need to be for yourself. I don't know if she respond, whatever. I really don't care. But I feel like this, as of right now, everybody needs to try to come together. Because not only is we dealing with the bullshit from the government, but we also dealing with this COVID-19. And this disease called racism. Let's put an end to racism, and not only that, in criminal justice, because we have a lot of people that have been getting away with a lot of murder, and they need to do their fucking time. Because let me tell you something. Those innocent black lives, and not only just black lives, it's a few people that have been getting killed by police officers, too. That's not only just black, but it was also a few white people and Indians and other different races, too. But mainly, they have been getting away with killing black people for a long time. And we got tired of it, and that's the only reason why we just snapped and we just fighting for us. Because not only is we fighting for our culture as black people, but we also giving other races the voice to speak up too, because we have been dealing with this shit for years. We have been dealing with this racism for years. I'm telling you, like, this shit needs to stop. And those officers that killed Breonna Taylor, they need to be put up on the fucking jail. They should never see the time of day ever again. They should not even eat a perfect ass sandwich. Their sandwich should have diarrhea and throw up and all types of shit on it. That shit needs to be handled. It is then in September, and y'all have not arrested these officers yet. Like, certain stuff like that needs to be taken care of. And right now, there is not the time and place for people to be disagreeing over stupid shit neither. That's why I try to keep myself away from negative people. If you're not positive, if you're not the type of people that I need to be around that's going to make me laugh and smile and have a good time and goof off, I don't want to be around you. Because I do not want to be around a battle, have me high blood pressure, have me stressed the fuck out. None of that. Because it's already stressful that we have to deal with the government playing around with people's livelihoods. And it's like, what the fuck? We vote for you, and you motherfuckers don't do y'all job. Like, what's going on? Like, we need to speak up not only for racism, but a lot of stuff that has not been taken care of properly. And that's the shit that really bothers me and other people that's like me. They're just like, hey, this is not right. Y'all need to fix it right now. So, you know, this is a bunch of bullshit. But I just want to put that out there, too. But back to what I was saying about the whole situation with the YouTubers, the community. Like, it's like a whole lot of drama. And I just low-key just not even trying to be in the midst of that drama. That's why I just try not to. But I'm definitely going to try to vlog more. It is a few YouTubers that's going through a lot of financial issues. This is another thing I wanted to say, too. I want to mention this. I noticed that this lady always vlog on YouTube. She always do hauls. She always, you know, doing videos on Bath and Body Works and stuff. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, why do this lady have to sell her whole entire Bath and Body Works collection just to provide money in her household because her husband lost her job? Her name is Nicole No Fire. And I will give you guys more information on her GoFundMe page for the next segment that I do. But, yeah. I think they also showing favoritism as well. You know, because, like, even they told me, at first you're supposed to have, like, a certain amount of subscribers. Now you got to have a certain amount of views just to go live on your YouTube channel. And it's like, it's a bunch of bullshit. So it's like they showing favoritism. There's a whole lot of stuff that you got to go through just to actually be seen and heard on YouTube. So I'm basically trying to invest and work my ass off just to make some income pop from my YouTube. I also want to thank you guys so much for taking the time out to listen to me from all over the world. I love you guys very much. Thank God for you guys. And I just hope you guys are safe. And you taking it very caution, and you washing your hands, and you covering your face and your mouth, and you got everything you need. And, you know, y'all well protected through the blood of Christ. I know I cuss and I speak about God. I'm not perfect, but I do believe in God, so that's all that matters. Yeah, guys, like, I ain't gonna lie, I feel like right now... Excuse me. Well, I'm actually, like, sleepy because I went to work. So, you know, I know how that goes, you know. How many of you guys excited for the fall to hit? Like, are you guys excited to be in the cozy drinking apple cider, pumpkin spice cider, whatever? You know, like... Are y'all ready for the fall festivities? Because I am. Because let me tell you something. This whole summer was straight diarrhea out of a lion's booty hole. Because the amusement parks was closed. The only thing that I seen was open is like the gym, the swimming pools, the malls, restaurants, stuff like that. But we still up under quarantine. I'm about to look it up and see if King's Dominion open. Because... I usually go to Kings Dominion for the Halloween hunt, and I don't think that's going to happen this year because of this situation. With yes, and it says it's temporarily closed. And it says Kings Dominion to remain closed for the remainder of 2020. So, it says America's amusement parks open amid coronavirus worries. So, it says MD, I guess they medical doctor or whatever, it said VA band together with another state to purchase rapid detection coronavirus tests. Okay, so this pissing me off. So basically, there will not be no Halloween hunts. There will not be any bush gardens. None of that because of this coronavirus situation. So, yes. It says, Kingsmere release statement on phase three of opening. So, yes, it's going to stay closed. So, yay. So, it won't be no Halloween hunt this year. So, I think this whole everything is going to be different. And it's going to be very boring. But, hey, I'm going to be in the house. If not, I'm going to be out, you know, doing some stuff, cooking, working. You know, moving around, having a good time, being safe and being cautious. I'm just trying to see what fall and Thanksgiving and I just want to know. Like I'm just waiting to see how everything's going to turn out. Because usually people that always go buy up everything for Black Friday shopping, that's what I really want to see. I want to see how people act differently because of the coronavirus situation. And not only that, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, I want to see it. Like, I want to see. I want to know. And then also, they said, I guess you guys know, it's New York and Company store closing sale. It is closing down for good. And it says, jewelry now 60% off your bling. So, they are shutting down because it's coronavirus. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. So, yeah, guys, just be safe, be cautious, you know. It's just crazy, guys, like, I don't know, guys. I'm just kind of lost on words. This has been a hell of a year. Yeah, guys. So tell me how you've been hanging on and holding on since this situation. And what are your plans for this rest of the year and this up and coming fall? You know, so please let me know. Feel free to comment, send me a message, leave some messages in my Dropbox and all that. And I'll get back to you guys. Once again, thank you for listening. I'm about to head off air because I have to get ready for work. In the morning, so when I get off, I definitely will get back on air and, you know, do some more segments. Okay, I'm your girl Gemini Chanel, and this is my podcast show, and I'm definitely going to end up changing my name of my podcast show because I want it to make more sense and make it catchy. So, yeah, guys. But yeah, thanks for watching. I love you guys very much. Remember, keep God first. Be safe and keep your hands clean. And don't spread love. Spread love, not germs, guys. Just spread the love, not germs. All right, you guys have a good night.